From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Robert Mugabe resigned as president of Zimbabwe Tuesday, ending his 37 years in power. The resignation was met with celebration in the streets. The 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after a military takeover. He was placed under house arrest and Sunday stripped of his leadership of the ruling ZANU-PF party. People like parliamentarian Edson Gumbo reacted with hope.
It's a historic event. We got a lot to learn from this and to improve on where we made mistakes and make this country great again.
Mr. Mugabe's sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in Friday as his replacement. If Mr. Mugabe and his family leave the country, where might they go? Joy Mbenge is with the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.
Best for Mugabe is to go to the Far East. He has always gone to the Far East. You know, he goes to Malaysia, he goes to Singapore. It is rumored that he has investments there. There are less Zimbabweans there and not so many people who care.
Among those in the international community reacting to the resignation, Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
First sight, this is a moment of hope for Zimbabwe and for the people of Zimbabwe.
The U.S. says it sees it as a historic opportunity for Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe was facing impeachment in Parliament. The U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 13 Chinese and North Korean organizations, accused by Washington of enabling the North Korean regime as it pursues nuclear and missile capability. The action announced after President Donald Trump placed Pyongyang back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Among the groups hit, three Chinese firms, the Treasury Department determined combined, did more than $750 million in trade with North Korea over a five-year period. This is VOA News. The search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 continues, but there is growing concern the crew, including Argentina's first female submarine officer, is running low on oxygen after the vessel disappeared last Wednesday after reporting an electrical malfunction. Navy spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the level of oxygen in the submarine is a matter of constant concern. He said every day that passes, the situation becomes more critical. An international air and sea effort involving Argentina and four other countries continues. The U.S. Defense Department said that more than 100 Islamist militants were killed in an airstrike in Somalia, targeting al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab fighters. The Pentagon said the strike was carried out at a jihadist camp, so 200 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu. The U.S. warned Americans traveling to Saudi Arabia that they should be aware of the risk of ballistic missile attacks from Yemen. The government issued a new travel warning following an earlier Houthi rebel strike toward Riyadh. The U.S. also said it wants the Palestine Liberation Organization to keep its Washington office open, although U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said U.S. law may force the closure following allegations that Palestinian officials made statements targeting Israelis for alleged crimes to be brought to the International Criminal Court.
The secretary concluded that the factual record, in particular certain statements made by Palestinian leaders about the ICC, this I'm referring to comments that were made at the United Nations, did not permit the secretary to make a factual certification that was required by that statute.
The office is subject to a review every 6 months. Prime Minister Saad Hariri is back in Lebanon for the first time since announcing his resignation nearly 3 weeks ago in a spat with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah. Speaking in Egypt Tuesday, Mr. Hariri said he spoke with his Egyptian hosts about Lebanon's stability and for the need for his country to stay out of regional conflicts. Wednesday, he put off making his resignation official at the request of President Michel Aoun. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier continues his meetings with party leaders in an attempt to salvage efforts by Chancellor Angela Merkel to form a coalition government following September elections. Coalition talks collapsed on Sunday. The former foreign minister could call snap elections if his effort fails. Venezuelan authorities detained the acting president of Citgo and several other executives of the state-owned oil company's U.S. subsidiary on corruption charges. The chief prosecutor said they might have assisted a foreign power, a likely reference to the U.S., in the pursuit of an anti-Venezuela strategy. Fast food chain McDonald's said it will demolish a museum in suburban Chicago next month that is a replica of its first restaurant. The museum was built on the site of founder Ray Kroc's first restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois, in 1955, known as Store Number One. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.